Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is the Stinking Truth.
Hey, we had some fun earlier this week starting to break down all the divisions in the NFL.
Yeah.
And we did AFC East, NFC East. Well, today we're doing the North.
Okay.
And we'll start, if that's okay with you, we'll start with the NFC North.
Yeah, that's
all right.
Fine.
I think there's a certain theme with every team, and with Detroit.
I'll get my notes.
Look at all those notes. Most beautiful handwriting, by the way, folks.
Well, these notes are kind of scribbly,
yeah,
so
but
they're not
normally. For a grown man, this guy has penmanship like a seventh grade girl. He even puts little hearts above his eyes.
Uh-huh.
But Detroit, can they take the next step?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes there's that idea that in sports you have to learn some real painful lessons before you break through. Can you think of a more painful lesson than what happened in the playoffs last year against San Francisco?
Well, you know, live by the sword, die by the sword with Detroit and Dan Campbell, because that's the way they play. Do you know that in the last three seasons, he's gone for it on fourth down 118 times, and he's had 10 fake punt attempts, more than anybody else in the National Football League by a pretty large margin. So that's kind of how they operate as just a football team. But you think about it, four straight times before Dan Campbell got there 3 years ago where they lost the division. They were dead last in the division to the NFC Championship this year. First time they won a playoff game since 1991. I mean, this is the effect that Dan Campbell has had, that coaching staff have had. They're exceptional. And, you know, here's what I love about what Dan Campbell has done. We talk about grit. We talk about toughness. We talk about all those things. You know, you built your football team from the inside out. And it's just a lesson in what wins or what can win consistently. This roster, I think they return 9 starters on offense. This roster is exceptional. They started with that offensive line. They drafted Decker in the first round years ago. They got Penei Sewell from Oregon in the first round several years ago. They've got Ragnow, who's a Pro Bowl player. I think 4/5 of this offensive line returns. They went out and got Zeitler from Baltimore as a replacement at the guard position. They are stoked. And then they built the rest of that football team. They went out and found Jared Goff, and he has become a top 10 quarterback. Amon-Ra St. Brown is outstanding. He's a great, great, great player. Sam Laporta had like 89 catches last year. They've got two running backs. The first two running backs in the NFL, in NFL history, to both have over 1,000 total yards and 10 touchdowns. First time that's happened in the history of the National Football League with Montgomery and Gibbs. So they are stout. They went out and got DJ Reader on the inside. Marcus Davenport, who was, you know, a first rounder from New Orleans, had some injury issues to be the opposite of Aiden Hutchinson. This is a stacked roster, but they start with toughness. Their general manager, Brad Holmes, has done a really good job of putting people in place. I love the Detroit Lions. I love, you walk into that building, the energy in that building is through the roof, and I credit Dan Campbell for that.
Do you think Dan Campbell dials back the aggressiveness, the go-for-it nature a little bit this year after what happened last year?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't. I think that's the way he wants to play. He wants to, and he just wants to be like, hey, man, I want to take – my guys knowing that the odds are we're going to go for it on fourth down takes the pressure off on third down. They had the best third down running game in football last year because they know they're going for it on fourth down. So it just takes some of that pressure off of them. They have more duality on third down than any team in the NFL because of their propensity to go for it on fourth down. That third down and seven becomes a potential running play where nobody else in the NFL runs that way. So they do a lot of unique stuff that way. I think Ben Johnson, their offensive coordinator, who had 9 interviews for a head coaching job, but chose to stay in Detroit. He wants the right job when he gets his opportunity, has done a great job there. They're really a good team. A
lot of good positive momentum going on in Detroit. Same thing with Green Bay, the way that they finished up the season. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to kind of go at the Packers with this question. Was this love real?
Yeah.
Because by the end, dude was a what?
Dude, in his last
top 5 quarterback?
In his last 9 starts, he threw 29. It was the last 9 or 10 starts. 29 3 TDs versus 1 interception.
29 TDs.
I mean, 23 TDs versus 1 interception.
23 to 1.
37-13 last year. I mean, you know, they started the season at 2-5, and then they went on that 7-3 run to finish the season at 9-8, get the playoff team, and absolutely dismantle the Dallas Cowboys in that playoff team or in that playoff game. Youngest roster in the league. You think about all their receivers are first year or second year guys, a couple of rookie tight ends that really produced. Now they changed their defensive coordinator, which will be really interesting. First time Jeff Hafley, I think is I don't know him.
Was the head coach at Boston College?
Yeah, but I don't know him well. But you know, there's been some college guys who've come on and had a great impact on the in the NFL. Baltimore, Mike McDonald, who became Seattle's head coach, kind of went through that same transitional period. They're going to switch to a 4-3 defense, which really. It used to be a big deal going from 3-4 to 4-3, but the way the NFL operates now, they've almost become interchangeable parts because even if you play a 3-4, you're playing so much nickel, so much sub-package that you're really playing 4 down fronts and even 5 down fronts. So it's not... The transition, I don't think, is as big a deal as it used to be, Mike. You used to have a certain type of player, a certain type of body that you had to have to play a traditional 3-4, and it's not that way anymore. As a matter of fact, when I played here in Denver in the mid to late 90s, when we would play a true 3-4 team, we would play in nickel the whole game, meaning 3 wides. 3 wide nickel would be... getting out of your base stuff. So we get out of the 2 tight end formations or the 2 back formations. Our base was 1 tight end and 2 backs, 21 personnel. And we would get out of that and get into 3 wides because true 3-4 teams would match you in nickel. And nickel creates 4-down linemen. Your outside linebackers would become defensive ends, essentially. And so they get you in these 4-down, which keeps all your protection rules the same. So when we would play, like we'd play the Steelers, for instance, who were a traditional 3-4 team, we would always play them entirely in nickel and make them play a 4-down front because it's easier that way. And not entirely. We'd have a few base things we would do in the running game. But for the most part, we would play them, make them play nickel.
How about the swap out at running back? Aaron Jones, who's been so productive for Green Bay for a long time now. Josh Jacobs is
there. he was hurt last year. He missed some games. I think he missed about 6 games last year. Came back. I think he ran 100 plus yards in the last 5 straight games for the Green Bay
Played
Packers.
Really well at the end.
Yeah, but Josh Jacobs has just been, he's almost got 7,000 yards in his 5 years, as just a production machine. 46 TDs. Hell, I'm so glad he's out of the AFC West because he was the Bronco killer.
He was a Bronco killer for the Raiders.
Well, the Raiders have won 8 straight games against the Broncos, so this guy is just incredibly productive. Has done a great job with that stuff. And they've got some, you know, Romeo Doubs, a great young player. Reed, the receiver that was a rookie, great young player. They just got a lot of young, big-time players. And they've done a good job offensive line-wise. Zach Tom has become a all-star. Jenkins, a guard, who was a guy that can play all different positions. Big-time player as well.
So Aaron Jones moves over to Minnesota now. So let's talk about the Vikings, where the question is there life after Kirk? And how quickly do they make the shift to J.J. McCarthy?
Right.
With Sam Darnold, a guy that I know you liked a lot after his year of football rehab in San Francisco. How long is it going to be Sam Darnold before the handoff to J.J.?
Yeah. Well, obviously, that's going to depend on how they play. This is a complete rebuild. I mean, you think about, what is it? What's his name? Kwasi Adolfo Menso or something like that?
Yeah, you go with that.
Yeah, I probably have it written down here. Kwasi Adolfo Menso or whatever the GM's name is. Really nice guy. I've talked to him so many times.
Guys are tight.
No, we are. I can't say his name, so I apologize. But you know, he has basically said, that's it. We're going to revamp our entire – we're going with a new quarterback, getting rid of Kirk. And why we get rid of Kirk and there's going to be this natural growing pain, you know, we're going to move some guys and we're going to let some guys leave and we're going to rebuild our football team. So kind of on the hot seat because these are the decisions you have to make.
Did you feel like they were a team that was – had like reached its ceiling and needed to be rebuilt? Or
no. No, but
are you surprised they're tearing it down?
They look at I think they looked at it from the standpoint of, okay, Kirk Cousins. We've gotten pretty much everything we can get out of Kirk. He's a great guy. He tore his Achilles last year. How much longer is this guy going to play? Mm-hmm. No offense to Kirk, because I really like Kirk, but the thing he's won is the salary game. That's what he's won. Because, you know, and so I think they looked at it like, hey, man, you know, he's more short-term than long-term, and we're thinking about building this team long-term, so we're going to move on. And that's what they did. They have their head coach in Kevin O'Connell. They really like Kevin O'Connell. And he's tasked with you know, creating or grooming his quarterback. Now, there's a lot of people that look at Sam Darnold and say, hey, he is what he is. I'm not one of them. I believe that Sam Darnold can have a Baker Mayfield-type resurgence, maybe better than Baker Mayfield. Mm. And I know there's a lot of people that don't believe that, but I happen to believe it.
Why?
Well, I had this long discussion with Kyle Shanahan. And, you know, Kyle's interesting because, you know, I've known Kyle since he was 14 or so. And he just was like, when he got to the Jets, Jeremy Bates was kind of there. I think they were OC, and Jeremy came from Denver and the Peyton Manning, you know, the whole Peyton Manning scheme. And the Jets at the time were trying to implement the Peyton Manning offense. And so Kyle was like, there's one guy in the history of football that can operate that offense, and it's Peyton Manning. It's his offense, essentially. And so there's no real, it was like, there's not a lot of progression throws. There's not, it's like, hey, man, if this and do that, you know, it's Peyton. And said, like, the first time he ever got into a true progression offense, because he went from the Jets to Carolina, where Matt Rhule was operating a college system offense. And so he said the first time he really got into a true professional football style of offense was his last 6, 7, 8 games at Carolina when Ben McAdoo took over as the offensive coordinator after, you know, Rhule got fired. And so it's like what he did last year was incredible from a learning perspective. And I wouldn't be surprised if he gets to the point where he gets the majority of the season and they just continue to groom kind of almost, I know it won't be the same as what happened in Green Bay, but they almost continue just to groom J.J. McCarthy for the year. Now, obviously, if they get off to an 0-6 start, then, you know, then all bets are off. But that's kind of the direction there. New defense, new edge players on the defense. Like, there was a lot of turnover. There's a lot of change. Went out and drafted Dallas Turner out of Alabama, who is a, you know, a difference maker. Danelle Hunter left, and you know they brought in Grenard, I believe, from Houston, who's a really good player. But just a lot of turnover on their roster.
Finally. And certainly don't read anything into this, but finally you got the Bears. And I know for Bears fans, you're tired of thinking and talking about this. Is this the quarterback? I mean, you got to go back to what? Sid Luckman to find a real. I know they won with Jim McMahon and everything, but boy, it has been a long, long wait for that franchise quarterback. And there have been guys that have come along that were supposed to be that guy, and it hasn't worked out. Is Caleb Williams the guy? Is this the guy that's finally going to end the Chicago quarterback drought?
I'd say it's $64,000 question, or in this case, maybe it's the $640 million question or the $64 million, whatever it is.
Damn inflation.
Yeah. Matt Eberflus on the hot seat.
Yeah.
You know, the head coach, defensive guy. I really like him. I think he's a really good defensive, you know, coach. Certainly on the hot seat. And you know what's interesting to me is we started this whole thing with Detroit and how they built their team from the inside out. Chicago's going the exact, they're building it from the outside in. I mean, you look at the receivers they have right now. DJ Moore is a bona fide, that dude is a bona fide big time player who is 1,200 yard plus receiver every year with whoever playing quarterback. You know, all his time in Carolina, just whoever. Here in Chicago, whoever. Last year it was Justin Fields and Tyson Bagent. So, like, the guy is just a big-time producer. Then they get Keenan Allen, who I think is a great not a good football player, but a great football player with out of the Chargers. They draft Adunze out of Washington. Like, they've got a couple of tight ends. New offense coordinator Shane Waldron, who brings that West Coast McVay style of offense with him. Komet's a really good tight end. Also brought Gerald Everett. You know, Gerald Everett was with him with the Rams, then followed him to Seattle. Now he's in Chicago. So I like that. But you look at the offensive line, there's question marks. Darnell Wright at one edge, you know, you got guys across the line of scrimmage that you question. Who's their left tackle? Let me see. Wait a minute. Anyhow, it doesn't matter. I got so many chicken scratch here. I can't even read my own. I can't read my own writing. Moore, isn't it? Darnell Moore.
You already mentioned him.
Did I?
Yeah.
No. Are you sure? I don't know. Nate Davis was supposed to be really good. They drafted.
You have concerns about their offensive line.
Yeah. The fact that I can't even remember anybody. I said Darnell Wright.
Yeah.
Who's the left? There's a kid. He was a fifth rounder. Did I not write it down?
Wow.
Darnell Wright. Oh, Brandon Jones.
Okay.
Or Braxton Jones. It's Braxton Jones. That's who it is. I nailed it. Drafted a kid out of Yale that might compete for a starting job. That would be my big concern for them.
Obvious. Yeah. After that exercise, you get some concerns about the offensive line.
I would have concerns about their offensive line. I only did three games. You'd think I'd know their names. Right. I can't remember that. Like, that's how underwhelming they were.
Well, but you talked about Detroit, and you had no problem rattling off all these Detroit offensive linemen.
Those sons of guns could play. Right. I did about three games of theirs, too. Exactly. And they were a difference maker.
That's the issue there in Chicago, if you can keep Caleb Williams upright and give him time, he's got some people to throw to.
Yeah, I think one of the big things about Caleb Williams, too, you go back to, and I looked at his college career. You know, this is a guy that I went and studied some film from last year. I looked at a bunch. And everybody's generational talent. man, one of the slowest guys getting the ball out of his hand in college football. And there's a lot of, if that number one dude ain't open, just go scramble around and make a play. And it's not how the NFL works. You can't be a 50-50 on schedule, off schedule quarterback and survive in the NFL. You won't. And so you got to execute the offense, and you got to be on schedule 70-75% of the time.
So when Sean Payton, while he was doing television for Fox, said, "This guy's a generational talent. This might be the kind of guy that you need to put a lottery system into play in the NFL because he's going to be so good." You don't see it.
I see the talent. There's no question about the talent. But generational talent doesn't mean generational quarterback. Joe Montana didn't have generational talent. He's one of the best quarterbacks we've ever seen. Tom Brady didn't have generational talent, but he is the GOAT of all quarterbacks. Peyton Manning didn't have generational talent, but he is great. Drew Brees didn't have generational talent. He's going to the Hall of Fame. Like, there's a big difference between generational talent and being a, you know, all-pro great quarterback.
All right, give me your NFC North finish, 1-4.
I'm going to go Lions 1, Packers 2, Bears 3, Vikings 4.
How many teams make the playoffs?
I'm going to go Lions and Packers.
Okay. Bears just maybe missing out. Close?
I think.
Eight win team?
Eight might be a little strong.
Okay. Okay.
6-7.
Okay. All right. Because I've seen some people being very, very bullish on the Bears this season.
I like their defense. I like what they did on the back end last year. I think they've got Jalen Johnson's one of the best corners in football. I mean, I think they've got some players. But,
and you clearly love their offensive line.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.